From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Despite looming budget cuts, Oakland police say they are increasing their presence this summer. Will those preventative measures be enough to keep people safe?
It's getting very worse for us.
When it comes to safety.
San Francisco's Pride Parade happens today. Road closures are now in effect. We'll tell you what you need to know so you don't get stuck.
And we're looking at a beautiful morning. Oh my goodness, that view of the Bay Bridge, or not the Bay Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. We can actually see it because there's not a marine layer. I'll break down the details on how warm it's going to get and when coming up in my full forecast.
Good morning and thanks for starting your day with us. Today is Sunday, June 30th. I'm Max Darrow alongside meteorologist Zoe Mintz.
So happy to be here. Good morning.
You like to say happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday fun day, I like to say, especially when it's going to be a pretty quiet, pretty easy weather day for most of us. It's not until next week that we have those bigger concerns. So let's just enjoy today. Let's have a Sunday fun day.
And today, obviously a big day for San Francisco.
Yes.
As it is the Pride Parade.
Yes.
Thousands and thousands of people are going to be downtown looking all over San Francisco, going down Market Street.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown. What can they expect? A beautiful day?
A fun day, I would definitely say, for everybody that's going to be spending the time outdoors. You're going to be soaking up some of that sunshine, and we're going to be seeing plenty of it over the next 24, 48, even 72 hours as a heat wave is going to start. So this morning, let's enjoy the quietness, the calmness of our day overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge like you just saw. It's beautiful. Again, not seeing that marine layer that we're used to. And again, nothing to look at. It's quiet. It is calm. And we also are seeing a little bit of that very easy conditions to step out early this morning. Concord 68 degrees, well above what they were feeling yesterday in the 50s. Oakland 62. San Francisco, even a couple of degrees warmer than yesterday morning. And that's just the beginning of this warming trend that is on the way. And that's only going to pick up into next week, just in time for your 4th of July. The reason that we do have excessive heat warnings in effect for a majority of the Bay Area. The only places that don't have this warning is the San Francisco area, the peninsula, and over closer to the bay. But the further inland you go, the hotter it is going to get. Temperatures well above 100 degrees for many locations starting Tuesday and continuing through Friday. I'll break down the details, how hot it's going to get, and when you might see a little bit of relief coming up in my full forecast. Max, back to you.
Thank you, Zoe. Oakland police are starting their summer safety plan, and they say it means a bigger police presence in the city. That includes an increase in foot patrols. But many residents tell our Da Lin they're worried about the city's ability to fight crime.
Oakland police stepping up presence as a part of the summer safety plan. This Fruitvale District restaurant owner is alerting an officer to look out for a thief who has repeatedly broken in. He says the same man broke into his restaurant twice last month and again on Friday morning.
It's getting very worse for us.
When it comes to safety.
When it comes to safety. So if they let all these police officers off, they will not be able to get to our needs right away.
Senior Yvette Williams wonder how budget cuts will affect this type of operation. OPD says starting on Saturday, residents will see more foot patrol officers in the business districts. They'll also conduct undercover operations to go after John's buying sex on International Boulevard.
We're working with the California Highway Patrol, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, as well as our Oakland Traffic Enforcement Unit to make sure that we're conducting traffic enforcement in areas that we have seen, unfortunately, fatalities as a result of reckless driving.
The new police chief, Floyd Mitchell, at the Friday budget meeting warned the city council cuts to his department will hurt public safety.
If we go down to 610, we are at a critical stage, and it is truly going to be making sure that we have all of our areas covered with a police officer.
The city says it's facing a $177 million deficit for the next fiscal year. Oakland had a record high of 856 police officers in 2009. Right now, the department has 709 officers. The council is looking at an option to cut the police force down to 610 officers. Chief Mitchell Churchill says they have 70 to 80 officers on leave at any given time. So 610 officers really means low 500s.
Oh my God, it's going to be even worse, the time for them to come for gunshots.
Even those who support the police say it's a big dilemma. And if they're forced to pick, some say they would rather save recreation centers and youth programs.
Kids are more of a priority. Kids and seniors, if you keep the kids out of the streets and just give them like resources.
Yvette doesn't have a budget solution, but says any cuts to a city already in crisis will hurt them even more.
Us seniors, we would feel unsafe.
The city council has a few options to close the budget gap, but they say all the options suck because they all involve cuts to public safety. The council plans to meet again on Tuesday to talk about the budget.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new state budget into law. It includes $16 billion in cuts to help close the $47 billion deficit. Each department's budget saw an 8% cut. Businesses in the state with more than $1 million in revenue will have to pay more taxes, temporarily at least. So the total budget is nearly $300 billion, with $22.5 billion left in reserve funds. Lawmakers will also try to change the state constitution so California can put more money in reserve for future shortfalls. Millions of people are taken to the streets this weekend all across the globe to celebrate Pride. Here are some scenes from Saturday's parades and colorful crowds in London, Mexico City, and in Paris. The first Pride marches were held in 1970, 1 year after the Stonewall Uprising in New York. Happened on June 28th, and on that same date on Friday, New York opened a new visitor center and exhibition at the Stonewall National Monument. Meantime, back here at home, San Francisco's Pride Parade starts at 10:30 this morning, but the weekend festivities are well underway. Our John Ramos takes us into the celebrations.
Those who come to the Pride Festival every year say it is a unique opportunity to step out of their everyday life and be whoever they want to be.
Hi, San Francisco!
The Pride Festival is a place to cut loose for people who often spend much of their lives pretending to be someone else just to please others.
When you are introduced into a world that makes it very clear that you're not welcome, it's really hard as a young person.
That was true for Jaylene Time, a drag performer who, as a trans Native American, feels like a minority in a minority. She appreciates those who came before her and considers performing at the festival as a way of paying it forward to the younger generation.
When we come together and when we create, in a good way, brave spaces for people to feel like they can be themselves, sometimes for the first time, I know that any challenge that I've had in my journey is worth it.
But mostly the festival is about joy, and members of SF Cheer provide plenty of that. On this day, they invited other LGBT cheer and dance teams to help them get the crowd fired up for Pride.
We have this big family that we get to, you know, share this experience with. We're just a huge group of cheerleaders who retired at some point and came back to cheer some more for charity.
The energy here is so good and everybody's happy. Everybody's having a good time, like enjoying each other's company. It's the way the world should be.
At the festival, people dance to their own choice of drums, and being a nonconformist is encouraged. You might think that would bother someone like Elizabeth Daniels. At least that's what her gay grandson initially thought.
At first, when he asked me to go, he thought, me being an old timer, I'm 86 years old, he thought that I was going to have a problem with it. And when I said, why, sure. So we've been to three.
And for those who may be having a problem with it, there were Danielle Dones and Tabitha Solano, who were circulating through the crowd offering free hugs to anyone who needed one.
It could be families who aren't accepting. It could be people who lost their mom. Anybody, everybody needs a mom hug. It's community. It's camaraderie. Everybody's here. Everybody's sharing. Everybody's having fun. It's just so nice to be able to see everybody living their lives the way that they want to.
With all the political discord in the country, many feel that gay acceptance has taken a step back. But for them, Pride is an annual shot of joy and hope that the march forward will continue.
So, street closures are in effect for the Pride Parade. Again, it starts at 10:30 this morning at Market and Beale Streets. Polk, Larkin, and Hyde Streets will be closed to traffic between Turk and Market. Golden Gate Ave is also closed off between Van Ness and Leavenworth. Got a full list of closures on our website, kpix.com. As book bans become more common in schools in conservative-leaning states, one Bay Area bookstore owner started an effort that she calls Books Not Bans. She ships hundreds of books with queer and identity-positive subject matter to students.
I'm not a legislator, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not able to go to school board meetings in Florida or Texas. I don't have a ton of money to sway elections, but I can pack boxes and I can do outreach, I can find places where these books are needed, and I can ship them.
According to PEN America, 30% of the books banned in the conservative-leaning states include characters of color or discuss race or racism. 30% of those books also have LGBTQ plus characters or themes.